Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Rising costs of living, you know, everything from gas to eggs to rent prices, it's causing some people to be hornier. Yes, hornier. I'm going to break it all down in this episode of Ask Shauna. Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
Hi, this is Elton John here. Together with the Alliance for Lifetime Income, I'm spreading the word about the importance of protected income, which is money you're guaranteed to get. Protected income from an annuity helps ensure you have all your bases covered so you can have the financial freedom to tick off your bucket list. Meet with your financial advisor to ask if you have protected income and get their help making a plan that fits your unique financial goals. Go to protectedincome.org today.
Welcome back to the show, my friend. It's so good to have you here. I hope you're having an amazing day. My guess is that you might be wondering why in the world rising prices are making people hornier. That is a good question. But before we get there, this episode was inspired by an Ask Shauna from Gwen, who said, "Hey Shauna, I appreciate all your episodes. I'm learning so much about money and it's kind of blowing my mind. I have a sort of bizarre question that I want to run by you. My partner and I are thinking about moving in together, not because I think we're ready for it. Honestly, it's to save money. Everything is so much more expensive that it's so hard to make ends meet and still have money left over for any semblance of a dating life. I know it's a big risk to move in with someone before you're ready, but honestly, I don't know what else makes sense other than moving in and saving some money. We figured we would both save around $1,500 a month between rent, utilities, groceries, and more. Okay, what do you think?" Gwen, this is a great question. Thank you for sending it in. If you haven't asked Sean a question, you can head to the show notes, fill out the quick form with your question. You can be as detailed as you want. You can even feel free to leave your name anonymous. I don't have to actually say your name on the show, but I would absolutely love to answer every single money question you have. Okay, Gwen, before I dive into your question, I want to get back to why everyone is hornier right now in the midst of rising inflation and everything that is going on with the economy. So there was this survey done by a company called Love Honey in the UK. And although I think this survey was done in the UK, we can apply all of the findings to us here in the US because I feel like we are all just gasping over prices lately. Some things are getting a little bit better. The cost of getting a mortgage, that's kind of coming down. I have had a couple of friends who have bought a car recently, and so the interest rate wasn't quite as ridiculous as it has been the last couple of months. But it just feels like, you know, where, especially where I live, like gas prices, they'll go up and then they'll come back down. And you're thinking, oh, this is so fantastic. Like, this is amazing. This is going to continue to decrease. And then they'll go right back up again. Things at the grocery store is, it feels out of control. We went to the store the other day and we were checking out. And I really try not to be Shauna, the money expert, when I'm at the grocery shopping. But it's really hard not to be. And we were checking out and I just took a glimpse of, you know, the cost of everything. And I must have made this face. And the checkout person was like, is everything okay with you? And I was like, no, things are not okay with me. This is crazy. I barely got a bag full of groceries and it was over $100. And I started to retrace everything that I bought. And did I buy anything that was ridiculous? And it just was stuff that we needed. So, I mean, there was really, you know, no way around it. So anyway, back to this article. It was reported in a recent Huffington Post article, this survey, and they found some really interesting things. So they found that people are turning to sex and masturbation to avoid having to put on the heat because the heat is so expensive. And depending on where you live, your heating bill might have gone up, it might not have gone up, but there are certainly pockets around the world where heat right now is a luxury. So, you know, you're having to think through, do I actually want to turn on the heat or do I just want to put on like every single piece of clothing that I own and try to get warm that way? Or, hey, do I want to just, you know, have sex or masturbate, see if I could just warm up my body that way? It's an interesting conversation. This article also found that even friends are looking at moving in together as a way to save money on all sorts of things, from heating bills to groceries to parking, I mean, to you name it. I mean, that makes sense, right? It would make sense to move in with a friend, especially if it's a good friend and you figure out you could probably save money by doing that. I think that's probably not that extreme of an option. But what was really interesting to me in this article was that the stats are a bit confusing. So the survey found that 20% of people surveyed, and I believe it was somewhere around 1,600 people, found that 20% were having more sex, but actually 25% said they were actually having less sex because they're just so stressed about all of the rising costs. And then the last thing that they want to do is to have sex. And I can kind of relate to that. I am somebody, when I am anxious or when I am nervous or I'm frustrated about something or scared, I mean, you can put in any negative emotion in that blank there. Usually the last thing I want to do is have sex. Masturbation may be something different, but having sex is just, you know, it's hard for me to feel like free and happy, but I know that that's probably not maybe the best way to think about this. I don't know about you. I don't know how you feel and kind of how your normal nature is, but I tend to be more of a anxious person for whatever reason. And it seems to be getting worse and worse the older I'm getting, which just isn't a good sign. But the numbers in this survey around masturbation are pretty high. Annabelle Knight was quoted in there. She's a Love Honey's sex and relationship expert. And she said that, you know, masturbation is just a great way to relieve stress and to unwind. So it would make sense that, you know, people are feeling this pressure around money and, you know, the cost of heating is so much more expensive that they're just like, hey, I'll just masturbate. I'll feel better. A, B, I'll be warmer, so I won't have to turn on the heat. And it's just like a win-win all around. So, you know, I mean, has your sex life improved or decreased during the last few months? Have you noticed any kind of trends? Have you been somebody who's like, hey, let's have sex and let's just leave the heat on and we'll just pile under the covers and we'll get super warm? I don't know. I don't know if it's a solution, but I think it's a really interesting argument. And I'm also curious if you can figure out in your own sex life if any of that is to do with money stress or something just as simple as, you know, you want to save a few bucks, or even if you've thought that far ahead. I mean, maybe I'm giving you like a whole new idea to take to your partner and be like, hey, honey, I was listening to Ask Shauna episode and she said maybe we should just have sex and turn off the heat. I don't know. I'll definitely take credit for helping your sex life. So the survey also found some like really normal stuff, right? Like a majority of people are not going out to eat. That makes sense because eating out is always the number one budget buster. I've said it so many times. I've looked at probably, gosh, I don't even know, hundreds of people's bank accounts, budgets, how they spend their money. And eating out, no matter how much money you make, no matter what age you are, it usually is the biggest expense. And it also is usually the expense that you don't recognize that you're spending that much money. And so that's why it's so sneaky, because, you know, we can convince ourselves anything when it comes to money. We can convince ourselves that we are the best with money. We can convince ourselves that we are the worst with money. But we also can convince ourselves that we're spending a certain amount of money on things like eating out, like things that we really enjoy, that we don't want to know the real number because we don't want to have to make a change or make a decision. But as I've said so many times on this show, knowing the numbers is the power. That is the control. That is putting you in the driver's seat of your money. And even if you don't like the numbers that you're looking at, it does give you a decision to make. You can either decide that you're just going to continue to spend the money the way you have been spending it, which there's nothing wrong with that decision. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you could decide, hey, maybe I want to cut back or reroute my spending a little bit more so that I could, you know, do a myriad of things that I want to do with my money, whether it's paying down debt or investing or buying a rental property or whatever it might be. And so I think that so many times with money, we think that it is out of our control, that it's just something that is happening to us. And that is the piece of our relationship with our money that we really need to change and override, because you have far more control, even in a not great situation. You have far more control than you think. And the biggest piece of control that you have is whatever is going on in your brain. So however you're reacting to money, however you're reacting to that stress, however you're letting that, you know, manifest in your body, in your mind. And, you know, I've been in some pretty stressful money situations myself. I've shared a lot of them on this show. I'm not ashamed. I think anybody listening right now, we've all been through situations where we're just really stressed. We just really want to like climb in a hole and not come up until the situation is remedied. But I haven't yet found that hole I can climb into. I don't know about you, but it's not worth it, right? Because we get to reframe and reshape the place that money and the position, I should say, that it's having in our lives. So, You know, I think that it makes sense to be worried, particularly if, you know, you're looking at your money and you're like, wait a minute, I just have a lot less now than I did even a couple of months ago. So the survey also found things that, like, you know, people are taking fewer trips and they're turning to in-home dinners and having dates in the house, which, I mean, that those are great ways to save money, is specifically having a date at your place. Now, you know, maybe not the first date, I don't know. For me, as a woman, that would make me a little bit nervous, but, you know, it could be a really safe and economical way of having a date. That's one of the reasons why I'm actually a really big fan of one of our current sponsors, EveryPlate and HelloFresh. I use both of them, and I love to cook, but I still love the simplicity of them and how fast, but really how much money I can save. So it's really our go-to way to cook for our date nights at home. We use one of those meals, and we have fun cooking it together. And we don't have to think about, you know, a complicated recipe. Like, they make the cooking part really simple. And we always have a really delicious meal. But the biggest thing is that we save a ton of money on eating out, and we save a ton of money from going to the grocery store. And it just, like, shows up on our front porch. We pull the bag in and we cook the recipe. So I'm a really big fan of doing things like that, right? So we're not having to cut out the fun eating part, the part where we love to have a great meal. We're just maybe doing it in a little bit different way so that we're saving some money at that same time. I think it's great for a date night to do something like that, right? The last thing you want to have to think about on a date night is, like, am I going to mess up this recipe? Am I going to, like, really F up this food? So we've never had that happen. I don't know if that, I can't guarantee that for you, but it would be pretty hard-pressed for you to make a mistake. So the article then goes on to chronicle so many money stories like yours, Gwen, of people just trying to find these creative ways to save a buck and still try to date and have a love life and, you know, just feel like a normal human person. So I even know there's a couple of my friends that are freelancers, and they have just told me, like, Shauna, I've had to just take dating out altogether because it's so easy to go on a date and spend like $50 to $100 just at the blink of an eye. I mean, a drink alone, depending on where you live, could be, you know, $10 to $17, $18. And then you might not even be interested in that person. So that's like the biggest, like, womp womp moment, right? Is that you've spent this money, even if you split the cost of the food, and then you're not interested in this person. And it's like, okay, the weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. I don't want to use the word wasted money because I don't feel like anything's wasted, but I just spent a ton of money and I know I'm not going to continue to go out with this person. So it's kind of, it makes sense to take dating off the table. So Gwen, I know where you're at. It's a really tough decision, honestly. And, you know, only you can know the right answer, but here are a couple things I want you to think about.
When it comes to work, communication is key, even if you don't have a writing job. Sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to Grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at Grammarly.com/podcast.
So the first thing is, I mean, I'm just a big fan of an old-fashioned pro versus con list. And I think you can do one two ways. You could do one just financially. What are the pros and cons of moving in with your partner to save money? Are you actually going to save money? Does it make sense? And then I think you could do another list, or maybe you just add onto that list where you zoom out and look at your life as a whole. So I think, Gwen, kind of what you're saying is you're not sure moving in together makes sense. Maybe you're early in your relationship. I don't exactly know those details, but you're thinking probably not the decision we would make if it was an ideal scenario. But this is the scenario you're in. So, you know, I always come back to asking my question, even after I make a pro and cons list. I go, okay, which side is more in my favor, A? And does this make sense? Like, does it really make sense? Would I give this same advice to one of my really good friends that is in that same situation? Would I tell them, looking at everything, yes, this is a really smart decision to make? Or it doesn't even have to be a really smart decision. Just, yeah, this makes sense, right? So just kind of think of things from that perspective, because coming back to our relationship around money, it's really easy to feel just overwhelmed when money stress is at the forefront, when it's something that we're thinking about all of the time. And so it really can take out our brain's ability to think clearly and think through the options clearly. So I want you to just, as best as humanly possible, put some distance between you and the decision. So the next thing I want you to think about is, have you both, my guess is maybe no, but I don't know, because you said you both were going to save about $1,500, so I could be wrong, but have you both had a real honest conversation about money? So thinking about, like, who pays what, who makes what, how would you separate things, right? So who is going to cover what bills? How are you going to make it equitable and fair? And then I want you to think about some things that maybe might not be as fun to think about. So what happens if one of you gets laid off? What happens if something happens to one of you and you can't afford to pay your half? So I hate to be super negative, but as your money sister here, I really want you to go into your decision with your eyes wide open and have as much information as humanly possible. You are never going to know what it's going to be like to live with this other human being until you are actually in that scenario. So there are a lot of things you cannot pre-plan. You cannot think out ahead. But you can have some of these conversations, so at least you have some understanding. And at least maybe you know, okay, so if something happened to my partner or they lost their job, they have a separate savings account that maybe they can use. Or maybe you work out something between you where you're willing to dip into your savings account. I don't know. But it's a good exercise, no matter what situation you're in, to think about these things ahead of time and have these tough conversations so that when you get in the moment, you're not having to, again, make a money decision when you are stressed out and you cannot think through your options. So number three, you know, I would think about the fun stuff. So what will you do with all this money you're going to save? Having a clear plan and some goals in place is really important so that your money doesn't evaporate. I don't know about you listening right now, but I can tell you from my perspective that when I get extra money, if I leave that money in my bank account, it will go somewhere and I don't know where it goes. I feel like it does evaporate or go like through this bottomless pit. But the point is, I don't know where it goes. So I need to really direct my extra money towards some of my goals so that I can make sure that I'm really utilizing and maximizing the money. So that's the fun stuff. Like, create a vision board, create some goals between the two of you if you do decide to move in. What are some things you want to support each other and help each other grow or accomplish together. Like, that's the good stuff. All right, back to a not so good point. I want you to also think about what happens if you get into it. So you move in together, but then you decide at any point in time, this doesn't work. Then what? So if we're talking about rent and you have to sign like a year lease, what happens if you have to break that lease? And how is that going to work out? Are you going to split whatever that fee is? Is somebody going to take that fee? Do you trust the other person that they're going to be willing to pay their half, particularly if you're in a situation where the relationship doesn't look like it's going to keep going? So these are things to think about. And that's why I always suggest having an oh shit fund. You can call it an emergency fund. You can call it whatever you want. I call it an oh shit fund because when things happen that I did not expect, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, oh shit, where is this money going to come from? So I would say maybe you put your extra savings in your oh shit fund so that you have something there. I mean, that would be a brilliant idea. You're certainly not going to earn a ton of interest on that, even if you put it in a high yield savings account, but it's something, right? And then you know that you have that particular account. So, you know, just food for thought, something else to think about. Maybe you already have your oh shit fund in place. That would be amazing. And then there are lots of ways to save money and be creative. I'm going to do an episode sort of inspired, Gwen, by your question of how do we save money besides masturbating and getting hornier about ways to save $500 or more a year easily on all your household bills. But here are just a few kind of off the cuff to get you thinking about ways you can save money. So we had somebody on the show, gosh, this is 2022, and she was from Zebra Insurance, and she talked about shopping around for car insurance and that you should shop around at least 1 to 2 times a year because car insurance companies change their rates so frequently that most of us just get our car insurance and we just never change it. I was like, this is brilliant. Like, what a great way to save money. So that's an idea. Number two, again, you can call your internet, your cell phone companies. And here's what I do. I call them twice a year and I ask them if there's a better plan that I could go on that would save me money. And I would say about 8 out of 10 times, the answer is yes. And, you know, it might be fairly minimal, maybe, you know, 10 to 30 bucks a month. But when you multiply that by 12 times a year and however many years you're on that plan, it starts to really add up. Another thing is you could negotiate your security deposit if you do decide to move in. Especially if you have good credit, you could easily ask your landlord, hey, we have good credit. You know, we've got a good rental history. We're going to be great tenants. You know, for that reason, we would rather give a $1,000 security deposit than $2,000. Whatever you feel is fair, but I always say go lower than you feel a little bit comfortable going so that you have some wiggle room if they come back and they're like, well, we can't do 1,000, but we could do 1,500. So you've just saved yourself 500 bucks just from asking that question. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money Under Podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
You can also call your credit card company, ask them for an interest rate reduction. That's going to be really beneficial if you have a balance on that credit card. You can bundle your car insurance with your renter's or homeowner's insurance, even get an umbrella plan. You know, I have talked about on this show so many times, I'm a big fan of an umbrella plan. They are cheap, but they are so impactful, specifically in this kind of heavy, you know, world that we live in. So I love an umbrella plan. You can get that plan from wherever you have your renters, homeowners, and car insurance. You can bundle all that stuff together and save a fair amount of money. You can also cancel subscriptions, especially if you move in together and you have double things, like you're both paying for streaming or something like that. You don't need both plans. You can start up a new plan if you decide not to stay together. But I recently found an app, Rocket Money. I really love their app, and they're really great at helping you figure out either unwanted subscriptions that you have and then how to cancel them. We went through it, and we were able to save like $45 a month on things that I didn't even remember we were spending money on. So that's a good idea. And then you can just go back to basics. I know this isn't the sexiest thing, but knowing your numbers and tracking your cash, tracking where your money is going, where are you spending your money, and looking at that every single week. I talk about having a money date. Why not get your every plate or your HelloFresh meal? Like, have set the mood, set some candles, have a little money date with your partner. Talk about where your money went last week, anything that's kind of coming up. See if you can notice any trends. Like maybe there was an uptick in your, I don't know, your shopping spending or whatever it might be. And then ask yourself one of those two questions. A, am I okay with this? Does this work for us? Answer could be yes. Or B, we want to make a little bit of change because we'd rather route some of that money towards a trip we want to take, right? Puts you back in the driver's seat. So I would say your homework, Gwen, everybody listening, I would go and look at how much money you spend on eating out. And I would go look at the last 3 months. And then I would ask yourself those questions. Am I okay with it? Or do I want to make a little tweak? There's no judgment here. This is just information. So not knowing your numbers, you have a lack of information. Like you can't make a good decision because you don't know what those numbers are. So somehow we have convinced ourselves that if we know our numbers, it's like somebody putting us in a timeout, like, oh no, you spent way too much eating out. No, that's ridiculous. It's just information. Nobody has to know what you spend eating out. That's your own information, your own numbers. And don't do that to yourself. Don't put the shame blame game around money on yourself, all right? Love yourself when it comes to money. Empower yourself, all right? And then you could do something simple, like just set up some automation for your money goals. Like, right, go back to that idea of directing your money, that extra money that you have now, direct it where to go. Automatically send it to your oh shit fund. Automatically send it to investing. Automatically send some extra to pay down debt. Automatically send some into your vacation fund or your shopping fund or whatever it is, right? Just take that decision point away from you and just auto-direct this money. It is like one of the most brilliant, easy, effective ways to just achieve so many different money goals. It's just to take that decision point out from you and set it up so it just like magically happens in the background. So looking at your relationship with money, you know, getting hornier to be creative and save money, I think it's definitely worth an applause. I mean, that's a brilliant idea. Again, I tend to kind of shy away from sex when I'm anxious about money, but I don't know, maybe I should adopt the opposite. Maybe that might be the answer to all my problems. I don't know. There's something to think about here. So hopefully this episode, it's given you a few laughs, hopefully. And hopefully it's also given you a few interesting ideas to save money and also opened you up to the idea that it is possible to save money. Just take one of these tips that I talked about and give it a try and see how much money you save. And let's say you save $30 a month because you changed your car insurance. Brilliant. Take that $30, direct it towards one of your money goals. That's amazing achievement, right? Then go down the list and knock something else off. Save another $10 or $20 or $30 or $50 or whatever it is. Direct that money towards something. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing your money situation change and you're going to start seeing your relationship with money change. So again, I hope that you've had some fun in this episode. If you enjoyed this, Gwen, hopefully I answered your question, given you some things to think about. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, someone else who maybe you might want to give them a hint, like maybe we should try to have more sex to save money on our bills. I don't know. Interesting idea. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode sponsor, and I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new raw and unfiltered Ask Shauna episode.